Welcome to Ketzer B'Ketzer of the Simin Kuf Mem Zayin, that Minhogim, the halachos of the Chuppah. It's not just a ritualistic ceremony, it's that Chuppah is an intrinsic part of the marriage. The first stage of marriage is Kedushin or Erusin. That's when the Chosin gives a Kala something, the Minhag is to give a ring, in front of two Eidim that are not related to either the Chosin and Kala or to each other. And he says, Hariyat Miskudeshes Libet Abbas Zu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. The ring has to belong to the chosin. If the father bought it for the chosin, he has to give it to the son as a matana. And the chosin has to make a kinyan on it before giving it to the kala. Her Moshe says that the kala cannot give the chosin a ring under the chuppah. If she says, I'm mikudeshes to you, or you're mikudeshes to me, mikudesh to me, when she gives him the ring, that's aser, even if she does that right after the chuppah. The chuppah shows the It indicates the commencement of the marriage. It's an act of bringing the kala into the chosin's home. And Sif Aleph of the Ketzer says that the minhag is to have the chuppah underneath an open sky. It's a siman bracha based on the pasuk We also have a minhag to get married only during the waxing moon. It's also a siman toiv in the first half of a lunar month, as the moon is growing. Shulchan Ezer brings a machlekes whether this includes up to the 18th day of the month or the 22nd day of the month. But the Ketzer writes in Kuf Samach Vov Sif Gimel that if the chasen is going to be pushed off in order to accommodate this minug, or if it'll result in a chupas nida, then we should not sacrifice that for having a waxing moon. A milui levona. And Sif Beis the Ketzer tells us that it's proper for a woman not to get married until she is tahar from Tumas Nida. But now the minig is not to be so medactic with this. However, it's good to let the chosin know before the chuppah that his kala is a nida, so that it doesn't look like a mekach tois. One should definitely speak to a rav in the case of a chuppah's nida. In Sif Gimel, the Ketzer tells us that when the kala is a basula, the chashuveho ear put a sudur, a handkerchief, over the kala's head. This is what's known as the bedekin. The minig is that the chosin joins for this ceremony as well, or he puts down the sudur. There are those that say that actually putting down, doing the bedekin is counted as chuppah. And they give a bracha and they say, Achesenu at hayil alfe revova. Chuppah is when we have a canopy spread out over poles, and the chosin and kala brought under there in public. The chosin is mekadesh her there. They say the brachas of irisin and nisuin. That's what we call chuppah, but the ikar chuppah is the yichud, the seclusion of the chosin and kala together, which affects the nisuin. That we'll get to in the next siman. Sif Dalid, Shlomagansvi tells us that those who are helping out the chosin dress him in a kittel. Many have the minhag that the father or father-in-law help him with that. The kittel represents tachrichim, burial shrouds, so that he'll remember the Yom HaMisa and therefore do tshuva. We're also noyeg to put ash on the chosin's head where he wears his tefillin. There are a number of reasons why we do acts of zeichel ha-mikdash at a chasana. The fathers and relatives are also noyeg to give him brachas at that time. And daven, that should be the zivuk should be ya'ale yofe. And Sif Hei, Rosh Lama tells us, after they escort the chosin to the chuppah, there's an old minhag for those walking the chosin akala down to hold candles in their hands. And they have him, they position him facing east. There's different minhagim at this also. Everyone should do it according to their minhag. The shliach tzibor, the chazin, whoever's singing under the chuppah sings whatever the minhag is of that area. Then the kala is escorted down to the chuppah. Then the chosin's attendants, his anoshim chashuvim, walk towards her. When they come nearer, they go back to the chuppah, where the kala's attendants bring the kala under the chuppah and walk around the chosin 7 times together with the kala. And over there, the chazan's going to be singing whatever the minhag is to sing in that city. Then afterwards, they position the kala next to the chosin on his right, and whoever is saying the brachas stands facing Mizrach. They continue with the Birchas Erisin and the Kedushin, followed by the reading of the Ksuba. Then they give the Ksuba to the bride, to the Kala. Then whoever is Mechubed with saying the Shavar Brachas of the Nisuin is called up. Rav Moshe says if there is even any insignificant reason to divide up the Brachas, one may do so. Then after the last Bracha, the Chosin breaks a glass. The Kitzer's Minug and the Minug in Eretz Yisrael is that they break the glass after the Kedushin. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.